drop, that realization that my Iman, my Iman. Today, Mu'amala, our business money transaction, we don't even think of it, of it that we have to do it according to Deen. And many other, our akhlaq, our mu'asha, you see that it doesn't exist as far as Islam is concerned. Whereas all these things we have to try to solve. But all the star. And that person has run into a great loss. And that loss is lost, but we can't understand how terrible that loss will be. May Allah save us. And that we have to have that concern, then again, not only for ourselves. Today we have a concern for ourselves. And the heart, all these different problems. And I am the president of this country, and lifelong president. I don't need votes to rule yet. And I got no opposition in my government also. So all I have to do is bring Islam into my life. Islam into my eyes, I must use my eyes as Islam. All our methods and all that we should do for the pleasure of Allah. Not for any other purpose, only to understand. Now we are speaking, I can be sitting one day on the minbar, but if I'm not speaking for Allah's pleasure in the house of Allah, what will be the use of it? So may Allah, and this is to come into us. That consciousness of being for the pleasure of Allah. And if me is corrected, our dunya and our akhirah will be met. So may Allah give us the fikr of correcting our namaz and reading our salah properly, and then the whole of deen also will make an effort, and not part of deen, but the whole of deen will make an effort. If it comes into my life, then our dunya.
Allah has opened his heart for Islam. That is, Islam has entered into his heart. From here we should understand one thing, whether we are born Muslims or afterwards a revert accepted Islam, is we have accepted Islam, we are in Islam. But this question should come, has come into his heart. When this Ayat-e Kareemah was revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is another very important aspect that we should bring into our lives, to be conscious. We all accept, I'm a Muslim, finish, we're passing our whole life, making up Islam, entering in the hearts. Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bala, definitely, there are signs. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, on this point explained another very valuable point, that our lives be sacrificed for the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Had they not asked this question, tajafi ani dunya, of dunya, but darul ghurur, the house of deception, that is, this dunya is nothing but dhoka, is deception. For example, a person is young, he thinks I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm young, like most of the students, and the beauty also, the handsomeness of a person is at its height when he's young, and some leaves or peels lying this side, somebody mess juice or tea on the dasturkhan, the whole thing is all messed up now. And so it just looks so beautiful for a little while, it's just a dhoka, it's a temptation. The whole dunya, whatever it is, it is just like worse than your own hunger. If it is parents, especially a mother, her children's hunger, and they are crying and they want something to eat, at that time you know what is hunger. And people who are millionaires, who are living lavishly, now they are begging for one slice of bread. So this dunya is just a dhoka. So this reality of dunya, the love of dunya. And another very important thing here, to test ourselves, like that it's very easy for all of us to say, I don't love dunya, I don't care about my house, I don't care about my car, I don't worry, I haven't got love for all these things. But may Allah forbid, and they are taken away from us, to love well. Not to love, to love as Maulana says, also you love comfortably, you know, but the extras, unnecessary things of life, those are the things they want you must have. Become a doctor, become a lawyer, and all of that also, you are not living a nice life with your money. You are living a nice life when the ban has come in your heart, when you haven't got the love of living a lavish lifestyle. Eating out, traveling out, going for holidays, partying all the time, having wonderful mansion, cars, etc. Those things are not the object. Where our object is and all this a person. So people of this dunya, this is what I wanted to say, all money. But you want to live a lavish lifestyle, you definitely 100% you have to get involved in haram. Whether it is in your business, whatever. If you live a simple life, it's very easy away to stay away from haram. But living a lavish lifestyle, a person has to get involved in haram at various levels all the time. Sometimes so untimely. It comes on its time, but we feel untimely that a person wasn't ready for moth. So moth is the whole thing. And moth is the proof, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, there is life of Akhirah. If there wasn't moth, that means just dunya. Then live it up in dunya. Do what you want to. Do all your enjoyment. Being away for some holiday or whatever it was. They asked him to sleep in the house, to look after the house. He slept at night. He never woke up in the morning. A young boy like that. So moth comes to anyone, anytime. So this a sign that nur of Islam has come in the heart. A person worries about his moth. How will my moth come? Because after that is that. So we could be a leaf on a tree. We could be a bird. We got no hisab kitab. He was so worried. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was quite old already. And he begged to get married to the daughter of Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, just because they are Sayyids. And on the day of Qiyamah, because of the Sayyids, Allah will better istidad than what we have of our kitabs. And we know our nahwa and sarf and our tarqib, and we know translation of words and meanings of words. More important is to be prepared for Akhirat. That a person is prepared for Akhirat. And all the time a person must be prepared. In the preparation, for example, our namazes must be up to, and to have our wasiyat nama, our will ready all the time. That is also preparation. Where we write everything down, that who I'm owing, who is owing me, and my namazes, how many qaza, namazes I've got, qaza namazes, all that a person, istidat li maut qabla nuzulihi. So this is a sign that Islam, and you want to plant anything, carrots, you want to plant radish, simple things at home you want to plant, or a farmer on his big farm he wants to plant, what does he do? Does he go and take seeds and he just puts it on the ground? The wind will blow away the seeds. We'll throw water. Water will wash away. What's the first thing he has to do? Plow the non-Muslims. They don't make any zikr. And their hearts are so hard. Islam, people, they see people walking around with kurtas, women with burqas, but their hearts are hard. It doesn't bring an attraction in them for Islam. They hear azans also. And people with burqas, women and men with kurtas are traveling in airplanes at airport.
Reality of salah is a namaz of baru, a namaz with soul, life. Like now I'm talking because I've got soul in my body. If my soul is out, I'm sitting here, I'll be looking like a perfect human being. But nothing, I won't able to talk, I won't able to move my hands, I won't able to move my limbs, nothing. Everybody will have to carry me. Like so.
The tables, like there also, the Jewish people thought we are the supreme people. We are the rulers and we run all affairs here. But Allah Ta'ala warns everyone that don't oppose Allah and His Rasul. He uses His power. And those that you think are the weakest, like the Bani Israel in the time of Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun was so strong. Allah Ta'ala had taken in one aspect, it was the winds that come, the light breezes, and that is such a pleasure for people. And without the wind, we cannot live without oxygen. All the time there is oxygen. And then this very big winds, when Allah wishes, He appoints those malaika who take this winds to save the ship. And then He killed that little boy, innocent little boy, because also, that was also by the command of Allah, that that boy was going to grow up and become a cause of the disobedience and kufr of the parents. And then further, a wall that was falling down, He made that wall stand up. Does the Mufassirin refer, like for example, from the branches of the trees, the winds that blow, they have an effect, and then all the leaves start coming out, the buds come out, the winds blow on the buds, and from there flowers come out, fruit come out. This very wind blows on the ground. The fifth qasam Allah Ta'ala takes, فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا فِرْ فَرِشْتُوْ كِي جُوْتَارْ كَرْ لَعَيْهِ وَحِي. And then Allah Ta'ala takes the qasam of those malaika who bring down the wahi, revelation from Allah.